from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Dr. Vladimir St. Cyran, age 36 at the time of this interview.
I'm actually from Haiti. I was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. My mom came here not knowing one word of English, and she had me. My father was not around, so she couldn't really take care of a young baby not knowing how to speak English in Brooklyn, New York. So she sent me back to Haiti, and I actually lived there for about 6 years, and I came back to the United States when I was about 6 years old. Had to learn the English language, had to get accustomed to the culture, and what was so scary the first time I came back, I'll never forget, it was at JFK Airport. I got off the plane. At that time, you could let little kids go on the plane, and they had like someone to be with them. And when I got off the plane, my mom met me at the airport, and there's a couple family members that was around, and they're like, "All right, Vlad, this is your mom." And I'm like, "No, my mom is back in Haiti, who's my aunt." And it was very hard to adjust the first probably like 6 months looking at a face you've never really saw before or recognized and know that's your mom when you weren't around them from 3 years old, 4 years old, learning how to walk, learning how to crawl. You didn't do that. So it was very tough on my mom probably, but it was hard for me to adjust to see like my mom for the first time. I came from a very loving family, but unfortunately I grew up without a dad. I actually met my father when I was 21 and he wanted to come to my college graduation. So it was so interesting that I'm like, wow, you want to wait till my mom do all the legwork, all the scraped knees from riding a bike, all the men talks, how to hold a girl's hand and how to express feelings. You wait until now. I wasn't angry, but I never really had a dominant male figure. My mom did remarry, and my stepdad was like my pseudo dad. He did all that he could do, but it's very hard to be connected to someone who's not your blood. Especially when you're young, and you don't understand it. I knew growing up without a father, I just kept saying, man, whether I have a daughter or a son or twins or whatever, I can't wait to be that dad I did not have. I am the assistant dean over at the community college of Allegheny County. I've actually been working at CCAC since 2007. I was working at Pittsburgh Job Corps first, and I was working part-time here at the Homewood Brushing Center for CCAC. And then a full-time job came up. And then I applied and I was at the Allegheny campus, but I still kept the evening weekend job here at Homewood. And I was like, wait, Homewood is a lot like Brooklyn. It's just Brooklyn has more people. But a lot of the things we need to work on as a community is together. And I figured, you know what? I think I could probably help. So when the position came up as the dean at the center, you're pretty much like the president of the center. I love that opportunity. I was already here for almost 10 years. I kind of knew individuals, knew different organizations. Was always around the high school a lot, and I figured, let me stay here and see if I could help. Think about Homewood, and I heard this from a good friend of mine, Darren. She's the new director of the Community Engagement Center for University of Pittsburgh, but she said this, and I couldn't agree with it more, but think about Homewood. It is the only place you could be born into, go to middle school, go to high school, work in different places, go to a college, and then even transfer to a university at Pittsburgh. Not a lot of communities could do that. You don't have to leave. A village could technically raise a Homewood kid. They could go to the Y, participate in activities there. They could do things with the Homewood Children's Village, Operation Better Block, the Community Empowerment Association. Next thing I would say is Homewood has a rich culture. I mean, the Bulldog, that's all I used to hear about, like Westinghouse and its Wall of Fame and all the people that went there and stuff that they're doing now, you know? So I would always tell people, like, go back to that culture. Like, sometimes in order for you to go forward, you have to remember where you came from. But Homewood has love in it. There's a lot of people here who love people. Like, there's a reason why I think I'm here at the CCAC branch. I could easily apply and go get a couple deans or do different jobs at other places. But I choose to stay because I love what I do. But I love the people of Homewood. It's just a different type of culture. There's a certain confidence that kids in Westinghouse have. There's a certain confidence that when I'm seeing kids walk up and down a block on Kelly or North Homewood Avenue, they have. And I just love that. But I think they need to know there's people in here that love them as well. If I know someone loves me, then I mean, man, I can do anything because I know they got my back. And I think kids need to know Homewood has their back.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Durley Germain and Rayshawn Fisher. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.